You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Vidya Murthy, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. A pilot landed a busted airliner in a Russian cornfield. After a flock of seagulls took out both engines of a Russian airliner at a mere 750 feet on Thursday, the pilots crash-landed it in a cornfield. Call them Russian sullies. What is now being dubbed the Miracle on the Ramenskoye left 55 of the 233 people on board with minor injuries, but no fatalities. Instagram now fact-checks, but who will do the checking? Instagram users in the U.S. can now report content they believe is false, which sounds great in theory, but what's actually not clear is how the process will work. After all, parent company Facebook has already struggled with fact-checking on its main site. The company hopes to use human fact-checkers to train AI to do the process in the future, but those solutions are still a long way off. And now for today's fast fact, 6,000 miles. That's how far away new triangulation technology can be and still pinpoint a lightning storm, like the rare one that happened in the North Pole this past weekend. The technology is relatively new, but it gives weather experts brand new information on how lightning works in Earth's rarest seen corners. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.